Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. Father, Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. As always, we are so grateful to belong to you, to be able to choose to serve you, we're so grateful for everything. Jesus, thank you so much for all that you're doing for us even now. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Thank you, Lord, for this day, for this time. I pray for those listening that you will reveal yourself to them in a new, glorious way. This series is the glory of the Lord. The glory of the Lord is the Lord. The Lord God Almighty. And He's one God. One God. Jesus quoted Deuteronomy, I believe, is the book he quoted when he said, the Lord thy God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength. So, this is an eternal revelation because God Almighty is so glorious, so awesome, so powerful, so wonderful, we can never comprehend how wonderful He is, and we could never comprehend Him for all eternity. What a privilege just to be able to know Him and to belong to Him. There's a simplicity in that. And as I've been saying in previous messages, He's justified Himself to every person on the earth, no matter who they are. Every person who's ever lived, those who've heard the gospel and those who have not. Many people never hear the gospel, but they can know Jesus. They can know the Lord God Almighty just as well as anyone else. And there's all these revelations that reveal God's, how He's justified Himself to mankind, but how also His love for mankind. Now, but I want to focus on the glory of the Lord. If we can focus in on that, and on Him and His glory, His majesty, His beauty, it's difficult living on the earth, and we have so many things that keep us from knowing Him. The glorious Lord Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what He wants to reveal to every person. Because did you know, man was born to fellowship with Him. Fellowship with the Almighty God. Yes, that's what human beings are born to do. And those who find Him will fellowship with Him forever in heaven. Those who know Him and who continue on with Him and who make it to heaven will fellowship with Him forever in glory. Those who choose self instead of Him will end up in hell, the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. That's a very difficult topic to speak about. But I want to present it. I just want to get it into this message. Because, it's important. Jesus talked more about hell than He did about heaven. But the main thing in this message, I want to begin with the glory of the Lord and end with the glory of the Lord and have that be most of the message. You know, that it's this wonderful gospel that God has offered to mankind. He's offered Himself. He's given Himself in totality to the world through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the is we can get down to the very heart of it. Jesus Christ is God Almighty and the Son of God. Amen. And so much more to us. He's our Savior. He's our Master. He's our friend. Amen. He's our Good Shepherd. Glory to God. That if we think about, you know, Jesus Christ is the exact representation of God's nature, and that He is God Almighty. Amen. Like, and so everything about Jesus, if you want to know what God is like, just look at Jesus Christ. How wonderful this is. This reveals how wonderful the gospel is, that all those things I just mentioned and so much more, but that also at the very heart of Him, His glory and majesty and His beauty and His wonderful nature, His forgiving nature, His giving nature. He gives. God's always giving. He's always blessing. He's always He's good all the time. Amen. Now, many people present many objections, don't they? And I've been, at the right time, I try to answer some of these objections. But a big one is, many people say, well, people just believe on their religion or faith is just based on where they're from. You know, if they're from a nation that's Islam or Hindu or Buddha, you know, these other religions, that's what they're going to believe. Well, every person who makes it to adulthood has the privilege of going directly to God, irregardless of anything around them. It's the greatest privilege to know Him. And so every person, you know, we could look at it in a negative way and say, well, every person has to choose between God and some other and self. Okay? And that's true. But it's a privilege. It's a wonderful, what a privilege that somebody, whether they're 6 years old or 90 years old, can go directly to God and say, God, I don't know anything, but I want to know You. I ask You into my life. I give You my life. I humble myself before You. That's salvation. If they do that and they go directly to, they don't have to hear the gospel. If they hear the gospel, you know, how wonderful it is if they hear the gospel and they hear about Jesus Christ and how the wonderful things about Jesus Christ and the fact that Jesus died for them. Only one faith has a Savior who died for the world. Only one God loves the world so much that He gave His Son to the world. The only one faith. That the other faiths can't claim, the other religions can't claim that. So, it's, you know, that's a big objection. There's many other objections, but the main thing, this choice, if anyone can let me know a more important choice than the choice between God and self, please let me know. Okay? It just seems to me that's the most important choice for every person on the earth, because their eternity depends on it. As I mentioned, heaven or hell. I mean, this is serious. And it's serious, even more serious for believers. Because we're going to be judged by our works. And it's just very serious. What a privilege to know Jesus Christ. To see all these, as I was mentioning these things. Jesus Christ, He's the door. He's the Good Shepherd. He's the He's the healer. Look at all of His healings when He was a man on the earth. And in many times, He healed all of the people that were there. That's in numerous places in the Gospels. Jesus is the same today. In fact, healing is so prevalent, it's in experts say it's in every book of the Bible, healing. And you think about even like in the Old Testament, famous scripture, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, well, God will heal their land. There's healing right there. In the Luke 4, when Jesus quoted Isaiah, healing is in... Actually, let's go back to at the beginning of Jesus' ministry. In Luke 13, no, Matthew 13, he talks about healing. If they would turn, I would heal them. In Luke 4, when he quoted Isaiah, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. There it is again. It's pervasive. In Revelation, the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. So let me finish with this. There's so much. I mean, someone who meets the Holy Spirit and is born of the Holy Spirit can know him for a million years on the earth, 1,000 million years, and they would just be beginning to know, to experience his glory. There's so much more. That's what I want to emphasize. So much more. I mean, of just about him, his glory, his majesty, his power. This is God Almighty. And revelation within that. So, revelation, yes, from the Bible. Yes, if we have a Bible, absolutely. But also that personal intimacy with him, where he wants to fellowship with you. He wants to fellowship with you. He wants to save people. If someone's not saved, he wants to save. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. And remember, 98% of all believers praise the Lord that they're saved, but they just stay in the born again phase. There's four phases of knowing God. We just have the privilege of continuing on, but every day we make the choice. We have the choice every day to serve him or not. So much more. There's so much glorious revelation. So, some examples of the glorious revelation. I did share in the previous message about how there's seven covenants in the Bible, seven stations in the tabernacle, seven feasts, and all these reveal Jesus Christ. Jesus shed his blood seven times. And it goes on and on from there. Many, many other revelations like that. Okay, here's another one. 14 foundations of the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, in the Old Covenant. And, it's just wonderful. They reveal this. The Holy Spirit is God Almighty. And the first one is the Spirit of creation in Genesis 1. And it goes, like, for example, in Ezekiel, he's the water of the river of life, the water of life, coming out of the temple, which is the Holy Spirit flowing out from our temple. We're the temple of the Holy Spirit. So it's just so wonderful. Just the flaming sword in Genesis. The Holy Spirit is the flaming sword. There's a sword protecting the tree of life with and a flame with it. So the big picture is the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. And he's the most wonderful, most glorious being. He's God Almighty. And humans were made to know him. And the final destination of knowing him is fellowship with him. That's what man was born to do, fellowship with him. That's Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He who opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, sup with him, and he with me. And that's where Jesus is our bread. He's our as Jesus said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. He's the bread of life. His blood is the wine. Amen. And then he gives the living water, which is the Holy Spirit, but that's himself. You know, he's, amen. So, sadly, and I say this, I want to say it again and again. Sadly, tragically, most of the world, of course, has no concept of this. Most of the world won't get saved. Okay? Most believers don't even realize that what I just said, that that's, we were born to fellowship with him and so forth. I mean, they cannot understand that. If they're just in the born again phase, they cannot see the kingdom of God, the glory of God. They don't understand it. That's Jesus revealed that. They won't get it. They won't understand it. They'll never get it. It's up. And here's something interesting. You know, that philosophy of let it go, which is, there's a lot of truth to that. Okay. Whether a human being, it's completely up to them if they move into the second phase of knowing God. It's completely up to them. I mean, we can let it go. Even if it's someone that we know. Even if it's someone, we can just, it's totally up to them. In their relationship with God. Okay, now we can preach the gospel and we can present it, and that's what I try to do in these podcasts, and our ministry has published more than 35 books proclaiming the gospel. We want to get the gospel out any way that we can, but it's totally up to someone to their response. And of course, we can let it go too, because it's totally up to God Almighty, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as to, you know, what happens in people's response to the gospel, and whether or not, and to believers, whether or not they continue on and go deeper. That's all. So I just wanted to add that you know, people in the born again phase won't understand the glory of the Lord, the majesty, the beauty, his mercy and graciousness and forgiveness and love, and his giving nature, and his how beautiful he is, and that humans were literally born here to know him and to fellowship with him, and that's what they will do forever in heaven. That's what, in heaven, it's, people are in the presence of God, the presence of Jesus, fully, completely, all the time. They never sleep. They're in God's glory for eternity, and they will continue any ministry that they had on earth. They'll continue it in heaven. If they didn't have a ministry on the earth or whatever, they will continue learning and move into the ministry God wants to for them. People in heaven learn from the Father in Jesus Christ forever. We'll worship the Lord in worship services, where their praise and worship is literally collected and goes before the throne of God. Amen. As a sweet aroma to him. They will serve others. They will give and minister and bless and serve other people that are in heaven. They will, it just goes on and on. If you want to know about heaven, just read our book, Heaven, 33 Stories from a Real Place, people who have been there. People will live in mansions, and they will have, go towards the throne of God, and the glory of God is so strong that they you know, they will fall down on their face in worship and in awe of the Almighty God. Amen, amen. And so this is wonderful hope to look forward to. But here we are on the earth, okay? And let's just continue on. Let's occupy, as a great man have said. Let's continue proclaiming the gospel. Continue with that. Doing the ministry that God has for you. Amen.